Patres por ahí, por ti, si no hay por ti, que me dio el espíritu a tu nuevo de gastos, lo que es pedra a Dios.
Stand in the fear of God, and let us hear the Holy Gospel, your own Holy Gospel, according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings be with us. Amen. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is due glory forever. Amen. When the messengers of John had departed, he began to speak to the multitudes concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind. But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments. Indeed, those who are gorgeously apparelled and live in luxury are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messengers before your face, who will prepare your way before you. For I say to you, among those born of woman, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he who is the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
Make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, by his kingdom, come and glory to you.
In Christ Jesus, our Lord, bow your heads to the Lord. Before you, O Lord, let us attend in the fear of God.
O most Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Logos, the God of the Father, who has broken every bond and made our sins through his saving life, giving suffering, who breathed into the face of his sinned disciple and holy apostles, said to them, receive the Holy Spirit, if you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sin of many, they are retained. Now also our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostle to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to find and to lose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask in the pure goodness love of mankind for your servants, all my brethren and my weakness, those who bow their head before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and lose every bond of our sin. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, we shall fall. Whether in deed or word, or from the thin hardness, O Master, who know the wickedness of men, as a good one and lover of mankind, O God, grant us forgiveness for our sins. Bless us, purify us, and suffer the truth of all your people. Fill us with your spirit and strengthen us for your holy good will. For you are our God, the glory and the honor, the dominion and worship. You and to you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is upon us with you, now and in all time, into the age of ages. Amen. Make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.